Good afternoon, church.
Good afternoon.
It is a great joy for me to be with you again. Please turn with me to Acts chapter 16. We will read together from verse 1 to 5.
Chapter 16. So funda kusuka ku verse 1 to 5.
The subject before us is a very complex subject.
Indaba esibhekane nayo indaba complicated kakhulu.
So what I want to do with you this afternoon is to give you at least a bird eye view on the subject.
Into engifuna ukuyenza ukuthi nginikeze ukubona,
leading you at least to a balanced perspective.
Ukuthi ube nokubona okulungile.
Acts chapter 16, verse 1 to 5.
Isaiah 16, verse 1 to 5.
I read from the ESV. Paul came also to Derbe and to Lystra. A disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. He was well spoken of by the brothers at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they went on their way through the cities, they delivered to them for the observance the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and the elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they increased in number daily. The good Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. May he write his eternal truth upon our hearts. My task this afternoon is to speak on the subject of lobola. But my aim is not to resolve every conflict and every social concern there is. But I'm happy and I'm glad that I'm speaking to you as a Christian, not a tribalist. And the reason why I'm not going to speak about what we just read in the book of Acts, and I'll speak about that at the end, is just to keep you listening to the end. So something of what is in Acts chapter number 16, verse 1 to 5, should be our desire. That is to see the church grow in number, whereby we are able to deal with some issues or matters of concern. Dealing with such matters of concern without bringing a stumbling block to the gospel. The passage before us that we just read has nothing to do with lobola. Do you like that? But from this, friends, I think we should be able to come out with a helpful attitude towards some traditional matters of our time. Of course, you have legitimate concerns when it comes to the issue of lobola. And of course, you are aware I am not an expert. But this is my prayer, friends, that you may leave this room at least with that balanced perspective on this subject. In way of introduction, let me tell you something about myself. I have been married for 16 years now. I got married to my wife Tandi when I paid lobola. And the family brought us together and gave us their blessing. Secondly, I got married to my wife Thandi when we stood before the church when we also got blessed. Thirdly, I got married to my wife Thandi when we went to sign in community of property under the Marriage Act of
1961.
But I also have some experience. I have experienced the process of lobola in many different occasions in the past. I'm telling you this so that you know my experience, so that you may appreciate my experience. But on a serious note, I still feel like a Moses trying to bring an understanding to a group of Egyptians. Who saw the Israelites taking a lamb according to their father's house, a lamb for a household, for a sacrifice. Seeing that even those who had no lamb, they had to join in with their neighbors and sacrifice a lamb together. And the Egyptians, seeing that, they got confused. While still in their confusion, the Israelites took a lamb without blemish. A lamb without spot, a male lamb, a young lamb, 1 year old lamb. They took it from the sheep or from the goat. They kept it until the 14th day. Then at twilight or at later in the evening, the whole assembly of the congregation gathered together, the assembly of the Israelites, and killed their lambs. From there they took the blood of the lambs and they put it across the doorpost of their houses. They ate the flesh. They ate that flesh in that night. The flesh had to be roasted on fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs, leaving nothing for the next day. Should there be anything left for the next day, they had to burn it. And then, doing so, they ate with their belts fastened around their waists, with their sandals on their feet, with their staff on their hands, ready for action. And the Egyptians got confused, and they come and they want to ask, what is going on? They said, this is the Lord's Passover. You can imagine the confusion written all over their faces. Because according to their finite mind, this doesn't make sense. And rightfully so. But the dilemma comes when you will have most of the Israelites themselves not understanding what is going on. And that is how I feel. Because it is difficult to express something within a foreign context when those people in the right context also do not understand what is going on. Friends, let me remind you of this great truth. Tradition is a way of life passed on from one generation to another generation. One of those traditions is lobola. But I want to tell you immediately that not every tradition there is wrong and is sinful. So as we bring our tradition under what my friend, my pastor, call it a biblical microscope, as we bring everything there, we should not be found embracing other people's tradition, thinking that they are biblical tradition. Because Because friends, not every good idea is a godly idea. So I'm going back to what my friend said. We need to put everything under the filter of biblical microscope. Not running away from a tradition because it's just called tradition. Also not running to something that you do not understand. That's just because it looks beautiful, it looks nice, there's vibe going on, you can jump around and then be happy at the end, but you don't know what you're doing. So let me try to define what I'm talking about this morning, this afternoon. Because almost every person sitting here have a definition of what lobola is. Therefore, we need to appreciate the fact that there has been a major shift between the past generation's understanding of lobola and our generation. The shift is evident in the way lobola is done today. The shift is evident in how we understand things. Civilization and urbanization have perhaps helped to make the things worse. They have stolen, perhaps civilization and urbanization have stolen perhaps our heritage. Perhaps. But also our own ignorance has caused many, many trouble. Ignorance to our own roots. A failure to teach tradition while going through a new thing called civilization. Maybe they had stolen something from us. It is that failure to teach tradition that has caused today what I will call family monarchs rather than tribal monarchs. This is where, but you have every person, every individual having an interpretation of what things should be. We have private interpretation leading to great confusion. So if I were to define
lobola,
I will say firstly, the word lobola is foreign. It is a compromise word that is used to accommodate those who cannot say amalobolo. And I'm glad my brother Donovan can say that. But it was just a compromise with anything acceptable. But amalobolo was a tradition practiced at the beginning of a marriage process between one man, one woman.
Amalobolo into ends you are part of.
I'll repeat, there's a word that you pass there. It is a practice, a traditional practice that was done at the beginning of a customary marriage. Thank you, sir. Of course, some have defined lobola as something they called bride money. That is not true. That, friends, is not true. And from that incorrect understanding of the tradition, we find ourselves with confusion and uncertainty. Most girls today, they understand lobola to be that bright money. They think it is a bride money which is paid to determine their worth, to determine how much are they loved, how much is my future prospective husband love me. And friends, that is not what lobola is, and that is not what lobola ever was.
English.
Friends,
God.
Therefore, what I'm saying, lobola is not a sale transaction. Because if it would have been so, then that would actually dishonor the women. It will not cause any sense of rejoicing in the process. It will only have caused defamation of character and a slander to the women's reputation. It was never a sale transaction. Lobola, friend, is an African tradition, a process of customary marriage, as I've said, which initiated or inaugurated the marriage. And it mainly involved an exchange of kettles for that lifelong unit between the girl's parents to the boy and the boy's parents. Lobola then would be followed by a traditional ceremony which completed the marriage. I hope you are clear here. You had what is called marriage, customary marriage, which began by that process of lobola, completed by a ceremony.
You need to get there.
Of course, there were negotiations there which took place to weigh or to put in a balanced scale the seriousness, the ability, and the commitment of that prospective husband. Again, you had lobola, you had a ceremony. Lobola being the primary element of that marriage.
Lobola
being the primary element of the marriage, and then it formed actually something that we can call a betrothal between the people. Something that you see between Joseph and Mary in the early passages of Scripture in the New Testament. A betrothal, a very serious commitment between the two parties. So you kind of married but not complete. It's serious. There is agreement. In clear terms, friends, I'm repeating myself.
Yes,
lobola will inaugurate the marriage while the ceremony will consummate the marriage. That became the African marriage. A lot of process and things went on there, which I'm not going to go through because it wouldn't help us. Every tribe and every name and every tongue in the African context did different things. But the big thing is that there was lobola and a ceremony.
So how
did lobola found its way to the African Christian church? Before we look at the problems.
There are problems.
But how did it find its way to the African Christian church? I think, friends, we need to appreciate that the evangelical churches in the township have come a long way. There were churches, African churches, who feared rejection by the African people. Then they combine Christianity with African traditionalism. It was normal for their people to come to Sunday to a Sunday service, and right after that Sunday service they will go slaughter to the ancestors.
But
what was also common was that they will actually invite the pastor to the ceremony. And there, most African people began to believe that all African customs are acceptable before God. They gave an impression that God can be saved in different ways by different kinds of people, regardless of what they do, as long as they call upon the name of the Lord, doesn't matter what happens afterwards. They saw nothing wrong in praying to God and then bowing down to ancestors.
Bangaboni iphutha ukukhothamela uNkulunkulu nokhothamela abokhokho.
Sacrificing to ancestors.
Uhlabela amadlozi.
Of course, that became a huge problem for the evangelical church, and rightfully so.
Kwaba inkinga emabandleni.
But then the evangelical church then wanted to separate itself from these blasphemous customs that were allowed into the church.
Amabandla afuna ukusihlukanisa nalento eyenze
endlakala. Unfortunately, during that stage, the evangelical church attempted to throw, actually, if I would say, to throw the baby with the bathwater.
Manje amabandla afuna ukulahla konke lokho okugokwenzwa.
Rejecting the African customs entirely, including lobola.
Balahla wonke amasiko wase-Africa bafaka nayo ilobola lapho.
This caused a very big problem to the emerging church in the townships.
Yaba yinkinga emabandleni asavelayo emadrobheni.
The African people started seeing the evangelical church as being enemy of the African culture.
Abantu baqala ukubona ibandla kuyi
if you were part of the evangelical church, you were seen as someone betraying your roots, betraying your Africanism. And unfortunately, that matter was made worse by the fact that the evangelical churches were planted by missionaries from Europe, Europeans or Westerners.
Manje inkinga yaba nkulu ngoba amabandla bewaye akhe abantu abaphuma abelungu abaphuma.
That gave the African people power, if you will, to reject the church. The people out there, they began to think that the evangelical church was another leg or arm of the apartheid propaganda, which meant to brainwash the African people. Brainwashing the African people to leave their customs and embrace those customs of the Europeans. That is how the people thought.
As
time passed by, some of the evangelical leaders among these churches came together and tried to help to solve the matter. But what was positive, or of what was of their advantage, is the fact that the very same leaders were African leaders now, and they understood where the people come from. They understand the people they were trying to reach with the gospel. They were able to analyze or scrutinize the whole thing. They were able to speak to people and determine what is right and what is wrong. They had to determine which portions of the African customs were wrong and sinful according to the Bible, and which were in what I will call a gray area. They determined a lot of things that were prohibited by Scripture. With the exception of lobola. They couldn't find anything to come against these practices. And then, of course, the rejection of most of the African customs were displeasing before the African people. But the leaders, friends, were certain that whatever they did was in accordance to Scripture. It was sinful and prohibited by Scripture. But their acceptance to lobola actually proved to the people that these leaders are able to judge things without partiality.
It
came to the mind of the African that at least these leaders doesn't look like they are Europeanized or Westernized in any way. From there, the church began to grow in the townships. From there, they were silent from the skeptics and the critics. The sheep were silenced. The politicians were silenced. The traditionalists were also silenced, slightly at least. Finally, the African people could be taught that there is one God, there is one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, who came from heaven, condescended into this earth, walked the dusty street of Jerusalem for the sake of people, black, colored, Indian, and whatever race it may be.
Abantu baqala ukuzisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyathumela indodana yakhe wazofela wonke umuntu ngenandaba ukuthi umuntu ophuma kuphi.
They began to believe and see that actually Christianity is not coming to do away with the law.
Bazisa ukuthi inkolo ayizanga ukuzosusa lokhu
bring a living God.
Kodwa ukuzoletha uNkulunkulu ophilayo.
Dead people holding on to dead things.
Ebantwini abafile ebabambelele entweni ezifile.
Remember, I'm not saying everything they held on was dead things.
But
I'm just bringing a general understanding here. But the church began to believe and see. Surely, this Jesus Christ understands our ways.
Because
the leaders will teach the people. They will bring a balanced perspective. That is how things went. The African leaders sat together and discussed these things and began to convince their followers. And then a ceremony was introduced. A church ceremony was introduced to replace the traditional ceremony which consummated the marriage.
Kwaba nomsebenzi owenziwa esontweni lo oqedelela ukuthi labantu labase bashadile.
So you will still have lobola.
Uzoba nayo ilobola.
Which had nothing to do in the Christian context with spiritualities and anything else. You still had the lobola, but the ceremony was never again the traditional ceremony which included speaking to the dead.
Kwafanele ukuthi iseremoni yelobola isuswe kodwa baqhubeka kwaba nelobola.
We had the lobola.
Wabusaba nelobola.
Now, a church ceremony.
Manje sesine ceremony yasesontweni.
Now when you have the church ceremony, the marriage is now completed with a laying on of hands by the elders and the teachers in the church.
Manje ceremony seqedelelwa amaholi basebandleni mase babeka izandla babusisa umshado.
Remember, I didn't say that was biblical. I'm giving you what happened. And I'm not saying it was not. But that's how we got here. Then the African people were happy. They began to see that their marriage was also blessed by a God on high. A God better than their tradition. A God higher and greater than their ancestors. A God who created the heavens and the earth. A God who upholds everything in the palm of his hand. They began to submit to the authority of Scripture.
Abantu bajabulela ukuthi manje umshado wabo sobuse uNkulunkulu odale yonke izinto namasiko wabo.
But as culture evolved and being diluted and the church losing its way, things turned for the worse.
Amasiko mawaphenduka kanjalo nebandla nalo isikhathi sihamba izinto zaphenduka futhi.
Something that I call a neo lobola tradition emerged.
Ngikhuluma ngendaba yokuthi mhlambe iniyo lobola eyavela.
Today's lobola tradition emerged.
Ilobola yanamhlanje iyavela.
And this emerged with many social concerns.
Yavela nezindaba ezithile.
Almost leading to a complete skeptical, dysfunctional syndrome on our people's minds.
Yaqala yenza.
I hated those terms.
Yaqala yenza ube nokucabana emicabangweni yabantu.
That is to be unable to deal adequately with tradition and social matters related, at least, to lobola. In other words, an almost complete rejection of tradition came with the neo-lobola tradition. Let me give you a few of those major concerns that we have. Lobola has turned to an instant money-making scheme. They charge ridiculous amounts. And they bring out ridiculous explanations why they charge so much.
Baletha izathu eziningi nje ukuthi ingani bafuna imali engaka.
But forgetting that the very same lobola was never about riches in the beginning.
Because ukuthi ilobola beyingasi indaba yemali.
That is why, friend, let me prove to you that it was never about riches. And remember, guys, my grandfather is 98 years old. He still drives this car, a Peugeot 404. And I sit with him. So just so that you know, I may be young, but I'm old. It's some case of the curious case of Benjamin Button. That's what you're looking at. Those who watch movies. Sorry, guys, you don't watch movies. I don't know what's wrong with you. But, friends. Friends. Lobola was never about riches. It was never demanded that Lobola should be paid in full in the African contest. Never. It was never required to be completely paid until a ceremony could take place, until the marriage could be consummated.
It was never required.
So in other words, when the woman, see now, that is English. When the woman is lobola, no, we can't work that way. So if the woman has gone through the process of
lobola,
she was never confused whether she was married or not. Regardless of the fact that she's still waiting for a ceremony, regardless of the fact that the prospective husband has not paid in full, she was not confused. She was happy, rejoicing. I'm about to be a Mrs. Bembe.
And
just to correct what Pastor Chris said, as I remember it now, the sangoma who told him about that white lady or colorful lady,
it's a possibility.
Because I see a white complexion. So anyway, I'm just joking with you so that you are get away, to be awake, friends. Let's come back to what I'm saying. Just so that you can see you are a little bit tense. Some of you have not paid lobola. Some have paid too much. And I'm not going to give you money back. But anyway, friends, it was never about riches. A woman was never confused whether she is married or not, regardless of the fact that the ceremony has taken place or not. The incomplete payment, friends, was working as a reminder that the woman was not bought. The transaction has not taken place, will never take place. So both parties will owe each other in good faith. I'm talking about now the parents, the families. They only owed each other love, unity, not money. That was the African understanding of the process. Regardless the neo-lobola tradition that we have. But of course, hypocrites rose among the people. Lack of traditional understanding and cultural celebration declined. Westernization and urbanization emerged, and the people lost their ways. And now lobola is only seen as a proper way of making money, proper way of making riches. That they changed the identity of the tradition to something they call bride money. Friends, you cannot have something called bride money. Because a true bride is actually priceless. No woman's worth can be determined by any amount of money. There is no honor in that. There is no respect in that. There is no human dignity in that idea. That's why the Bible says, friends, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And some people craving money have wandered from the truth and pierced themselves with many, many sorrows. You cannot. You cannot claim you love your daughter, but you put a price tag upon her. How do you love your daughter when you don't care about her, but you care about your own pockets? If you loved your daughter, you will honor her wish to be married without complications. How do you claim to be loving your daughter when you are driven by greed? Greed is the root of evil, just like money. High price. Instant money making scheme. But another concern that we have is that Lobola has created a competitive spirit among the ladies. There are ladies who think that the money or the number of cattle brought in that Lobola transaction determine or demonstrate how much they are worth, as I've mentioned before. Young lady, we are mistaken, we are being misled. Lobola was never about you, how much you are worth, and how much you are loved. Lobola is primarily a sign of commitment on the groom's side and his willingness to sacrifice for you when you become his wife. How much will it go for you?
I'm not saying
that was right. I'm just explaining what it was. A sign of commitment and the groom's willingness to sacrifice for her prospective
wife.
Friends, greed and pride have disgraced our traditions. Another concern raised today is that these things were never written. That is why we got so much manipulations. And this, friend, seems to be a legitimate concern. But friends, it is not a matter of being written or not written. People lost their roots. And those who became Christian regarded almost everything that was African as evil or uncivilized. Not that the problem is these things were never written. And I'm not saying the fact that it was not written is not a problem. But if we were taught and groomed right and brought into civilization the right way, which didn't happen, we wouldn't have such concerns. We wouldn't have the neo-Lobola tradition bringing the skeptical dysfunctional syndrome I spoke about. Another concern is that our young people are put under pressure. They must pay this ridiculous amount of money and still get married through what is called white wedding. That is true. Friends, I've seen it. It is true. People are being put under great pressure. They must pay a ridiculous amount of money and go through what is called the white wedding. Regardless the fact that the white wedding is not also known by the white people. If that's what it meant. Or if that white wedding meant a white garment, it is also misunderstood, because a white garment spoke of purity, and most of the people get married under white wedding, they are not actually pure.
Oba na uba the wife wedding ikhuluma ngale
mpahla yokuba the concern is friends, the concern we cannot run away from the concern. Ridiculous amount of money now must get married under what is called a white wedding, which the white man doesn't know about. But the problem there, you find that actually the young men don't want to pay the lobola, which is actually at times less than that white wedding. It's cheaper than that. They're willing to sacrifice and pay a lot of money to have all these kind of cars and buy me a suit so that I can walk next to them, which I'm fine with it. But sometimes the lobola and the ceremony, which now is replaced by the church ceremony, can be as cheap as possible compared to the white wedding. I know you are not happy because you went through that.
Abasana nkinga ukuthi bakhiphe imali bathenga izinto ezinhle kodwa abakhona ukuthi bakhiphe lobola bakhona ukushada ngale ndlela bafuna ukhiphe imali encane.
But friends, on a serious note, this has disgraced the African customs.
Lena lento ilethe ihlazo emasikweni waseAfrica.
Bringing a wrong understanding to those who are non-Africans. Giving a wrong impression to those people.
Letha ukuthi ungazwisisi ebantwini.
Is lo now got this and then got that, but we created the white wedding.
Ngathi sithethe nalogu nalogu yithe senze ukuthi ube nale white wedding.
They say but it's a huge financial burden.
Ifuna imali enini?
Yeah, you start your married life.
Uqala impilo yakho yokuqala.
You begin your marital life in debts.
Uqala impilo yakho yomshado usenekoleti eyiningi.
But friends, what I want to tell you, it is not because lobola is a problem. Not because lobola is a problem. We have reshaped and redefined what the functions and what lobola was supposed to be.
Inkinga si lobola, inkinga yini lento lesi
nasiyenze. It is us who lost our own direction.
Yithe silahlekelwe yini.
We are not correctable.
Asikhona ukulunga.
We are not adjustable.
Asikhona ukufundiswa.
We are not people who are willing to learn.
Asiyabantu abazilungisela ukufunda.
We cannot be advisable.
Asikhona ukufundiswa.
Because of greed.
Ngoba sithanda imali.
And remember, I'm not talking to you as Christians, but your malumes.
Ngikhulumi njengani njengoba ningama Christians, ngikhuluma ngabalume
greed.
Abathanda imali.
At the end of the day, the whole thing tends to be a sale transaction rather than family unity and family reunion and displaying a commitment and from that prospective husband.
Ilobola iphenduka into yokuthengwa kusoba into yemali. Sengasinto yokuhlanganiswa emindeni.
But also there are those who says they are inconsistent. There is something, there is inconsistency in the practice of lobola.
Kona labathi kunamaphutha kulento le kulento yelobola.
True friends. True. Great inconsistencies there.
Iqiniso khona amaphutha amaningi.
But why?
Kodwa yingani?
Friends, the African community, the African people are a big family.
Abantu baseAfrika yindeni omkhulu.
To Cairo. Different tribes, different nations are grouped together practicing what they want to practice.
Singabantu abangafani senza lokho esifuna ukukwenza.
But at the end of the day, the principle was always the same.
Kodwa imfundiso beyifuna beyifana.
Lobola?
Lobola.
Ceremony.
Nomsebenzi.
Regardless of the up and down, the portals that they had to go through and the negotiations that happened, but at the end of the day, the principle in the African context was always the same.
Ngaphandle konke okwenziwa,
the inconsistency come now in this neo lobola tradition which we must refute.
Inkinga iqale la thina masesifunda masesenza ilobola enja efanele siphikisane nayo.
Another concern.
Enye inkinga,
lobola robs women of their basic human rights.
Ilobola ibonisa besifazane kubantu abangena malungelo.
I think that is true outside the church.
Ngakuthi nase
lobola raise these concerns from the outside differently than it does in the church.
Ilobola yenze
lobola robs women of their basic human rights.
Ilobola isusa amalungelo wabesifazane.
Most women suffer inequality in the marriage because of this lobola outside the church.
Abantu basifazane basogola ngendaba yale lobola ngaphandle.
Why? Because the women are treated as though they were being bought. They were purchased with a price, a high price, higher than the cross. That is the theology of the Malumes. High price, I paid. You paid. Don't let this woman tell you she can't do this. You paid. What is he talking about? She's working. You paid. She paid. You paid. She must cook, wash, and do everything. You must sit and do nothing. You are a man in this house. Your money proves that you are a man. You paid. Inequality comes through. And this we can blame to this neo-lobola tradition. Because it is true. People have created a mindset that was never there. Women get bought. We cannot shy away from this, my friends. But we shouldn't shy away from the fact that there is sin involved there. So as the church, we cannot just say, yes, the lobola is wrong because this is done this way. We must remember, it's neo-lobola tradition, but also man is sinful. Sinners have abused their wives in many different ways, friends. Whether there is lobola paid or not, man outside the Lord Jesus Christ is evil. Evil to the core. Unable, unwilling to change. That is where the angle of the gospel has to come through. And I'm going to show you how to bring it through towards the end. And that is my aim, that you listen to the end. But friends, man is sinful. Tradition never taught that women are inferior to men. Listen to the South African Customary Act of 1998. The act declares that a wife in a customary marriage has equal legal status and capacity as the husband. Nothing gives men who paid lobola a right to mistreat and abuse their wives under law of the country and under scripture. Only the law that is written in their hearts, written by the devil himself. Only that human depravity has led them to make such things, not the laws of the country. Not the scripture. Man is sinful. Because outside the church, friends, let me not be a Catholic. Outside Christ, there is no salvation. Outside Christ, there is no way out. No way out of this greed. No way out of abuse. No way out of pride. Bragging that they paid so much for you as though you are worth. But I look at my wife and I pay so little, she's more beautiful than you. No. No. Sin leads men to put themselves first. But let me go further. Oh, before I go further. If you are being abused in your marriage, and I don't believe you are here, but if it is possible, you are abused in your marriage, maybe you may think it is because someone paid lobola for you. Maybe you think that if your grandfathers and your malumes can pay back the money, then you will be free. You are not abused because of that primarily. And you are not abusing because of that primarily. Sin. There is no money to be paid back. But another price has to be paid. And it was paid. Back at the cross. Where our sins were taken away. Cleansed by the precious blood of the Lamb. That is what you need in that marriage. Christ. You can pay back the money. You will suffer. Christ. But there are negative effects of neo-lobola tradition that has come and affected the church. And some of these things are running through the veins of the church, creating an irrational or insensitivity towards the issue of lobola. And some of the churches are making honest mistake in the attempt of exposing the neo lobola tradition. The church attempts to get rid of the tradition on basis of this popular delusion of lobola.
And
we begin to have debates, and we've used a few scriptures that I want to show you that we use as we debate this. And I believe we use these scriptures wrong. We use these scriptures wrongly to turn and debate these issues, refute or approve the practice of lobola. We look at the story of Isaac and Rebekah in Genesis 24, verse 50 to 53.
Isaac no Rebecca 7 says on.
You can read at home.
Ngafunda ekhaya.
Time is not by my side. What verse 53 says there, it says, and the servant brought out jewels of silver and of gold and garments and gave to Rebecca. He also gave to her brother and to her mother costly ointments. So there was something that came from the servant, who was a servant of Abraham, looking for a bride of Isaac, and this servant gave gifts and actually gave also to Rebecca. And the argument, the debate on both sides is that, well, since something was given, so we must also give an ointment and all to everybody else. And the other argument, sorry friends, that's not purposely. Sorry my friend. I'm saying, friends, we use these scriptures either to refute or to approve the issue of lobola. Just as verse 53 says, they will say that was a down payment for Rebecca. Then others will say, no, it was not a down payment. So we cannot use that, because it doesn't say there that it was ever commanded anyway that a down payment like that be made.
It's
a principle. It's not a principle. Because we don't see this principle running throughout scripture. Now we do. You remember Jacob and Rebecca? In Genesis 29, verse 13 to 20. Jacob had to wait 14 years for his bride. So this is a good principle. Actually, Laban did not ask anything from this man. So how is it that we bring this as a principle? He went voluntarily. Laban actually at the end wanted to pay this man back. Paying back the money without the bride coming back home. Defeating the fact that it's not a principle.
Friends,
my point is, we cannot try to get rid of lobola from biblical passages which does not prove that lobola is wrong and is sinful or unbiblical. And at the same time, we cannot use scripture to draw out a principle which seems to suit us and make a stand on something that is not actually commanded in scripture. There's nothing in the word of God that says lobola is a biblical principle, a command from the Lord. Not even an idea. Not even an idea is here in scripture that lobola is commanded by God, or it shouldn't be because God did not command it. So we cannot decide this matter using this scripture that are popular to use. And I want to read you something that one church writes. It's called His People Church, and it's here in Johannesburg.
little bit of confusion. And I think this confusion is among all of us. The church says, some African cultures believe that when lobola has been paid, the couple is married. This is normally called traditional marriage, says the church. As the church, we do not accept this as marriage between believers due to the fact that the couple has not been blessed by the church. That is the reason. God said, no, my reason, they were not blessed in the church, so they are not married. But friends, I want you to listen very carefully to what the statement I will read says afterwards. The church continues to say, however, if a couple has been traditionally married prior to their being saved, the church accepts them as married couple and advises them to still be blessed by the church. So the couple is not married because they got married traditionally in the first case while they were believers. That traditional wedding is sinful. But if prior to them being Christians, they had paid lobola, we consider them married. And we still bless them by laying of hands. But if they get married now, what is the problem with that? It looks like something that undermines the African culture. I'm not saying that's the purpose, but it looks like someone is undermining the African culture. Because maybe the African culture is not relevant in the 21st century. So we will see that those who got married that time, these guys now should have known that they shouldn't have done that. Not because there's a scripture that says so. But listen to the next line. Those are the things that upset the culture and bring a stumbling block to the gospel. Okay, listen to the next line. When a couple has signed at the magistrate court, we acknowledge them as married. So people get married in magistrate court and be recognized as married. And then they are asked to come to get blessed. But the very same people cannot be traditionally married and be recognized unless they are blessed by the church. Remember the words I used. They say we recognize them as soon as they sign. In that magistrate court, Act of 1961, as I went through, we recognize them as married. But if they get married traditionally, we do not recognize them as married unless they come to us and we bless them. Now they are married. I wonder if you see the inconsistency there, friends. We are upsetting the culture. Instead of dealing with the neo-lobola tradition that there is, we say lobola is evil. It shouldn't be done. But I think the church should understand that lobola is not commanded in the Bible, nor it is disproved by God. Like I said, another friend of mine who wrote a piece of work last year calls this a gray area. So our task is to strive to bring a balanced perspective. The parents, your role in raising children is not for your financial gains. Your role is to prepare them for a better future. You don't look at your young one and says, in 15 years time I'll be a rich man.
After 15 years,
in 15 years time I want to see a good woman out of this.
After 15 years,
I hope you understand, church. The church must stick to its purpose and mission, of which is to reach the lost, making disciples of all nations, teaching them the ways of Christ. But also the church should not try to reform the tradition or the culture by bringing stumbling blocks to the gospel. I want to remind you a few things as I close. Let me remind you a few things. Maybe you have missed this.
Lobola
is not customary marriage.
I see mshat.
No, it is not customary marriage.
I see mshat.
A significant part of the customary marriage. It was that process, as I mentioned, that began the marriage and waited for that ceremony to complete the marriage.
Lobola
was merely a betrothal.
Ilobola bekubonisa ukuzimisela.
Not marriage.
I umshado.
So if you have only paid lobola and you think you're married.
Makhiphe ilobola ucabanga ukuthi social deal.
According to the real tradition, we are not married.
Ngokwesiko kulempela akashado.
Until there was that ceremony where a blessing came to you from either your parents or your uncles blessing you. And then in the context where we are today, that is done also in the eyes of the church.
Akashati phambi
kokuthi. That ceremony. Why the church?
Akashati phambi kokuthi umndeni wakini ukubusise umshado wenu.
Because that ceremony was a public display. So that the whole world, the whole people will know that this is married to that.
Ngoba le ceremony bebonisa ukuthi
lo mshado. Lobola was a private transaction.
Ngoba ilobola yona abantu abayibonanga.
But it would be right for you that you don't bring a stumbling block to the gospel, that the believers know that you are married. We don't want to see you walking around with a girl and we don't know whether we are married or not. Friends, at the process of Lobola and the ceremony, the people were recognized as married. From there, they could just go back home and have children.
Today, you
pay Lobola, you have the ceremony in the church, you make a beeline straight home, you practice your rights to fill the earth. If you want to do what you call a white wedding, let it be, brother. We also want to dance. We also want to bring our beautiful cars. But that white wedding is not commanded by the culture, by the parents. Is not commanded by the scriptures. It's something of our making. If we like it, let's do it. But we're not going to criticize Lobola just because we have added something on top of another thing.
We're
not going to sit there and think you are not married just because there was no dancing happening at the end of your ceremony. You are married. So our problem today, friends, is not Lobola. My view is the neo-Lobola tradition. And I explained the neo tradition. Not Lobola in its tradition. Because Lobola is tradition, I'll repeat. You are never commanded to pay everything. I have not actually paid everything. And I'm happy. Because, listen, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. 16 years, there is few rents that I didn't pay. Every time I come to visit, they think I'm bringing debt. The doors are open. Food is cooked. I enjoy my life. It's a little bit, but the family still love me. There is a point. The point, friends. The point. It was never meant to be paid in full. And you can. And I can pay it in full, but I will not. I've got a right to. Not tradition allows me. But anyway, let's move over. The fact that the West mind does not understand Lobola. The Western mind does not understand Lobola. Doesn't mean that Lobola is confusing. It is because of what they've been given by this neo lobola tradition. If we have to fight lobola, we must fight the neo lobola tradition in our townships. So, the church must not try to unscrew the unscrewable.
Lobola is unscrewable,
friend. Only time will get rid of lobola, if lobola will be get rid of. Not the church. Never. The only thing we will do, we'll bring a stumbling block. And friends, let me bring this perspective. If you are living with a girl right now, you have not paid lobola, your parents both sides agreed, you got married, and you're blessing the church, praise the Lord. It's tradition. It changed from generation to generation. They didn't want the lobola.
Oh,
nobody. There was a blessing. Parents agreed. The church blessed. God is happy. So let us not try to unscrew the unscrewable. Let us work things wisely and bring a balanced perspective. Lobola does not determine your worth. The lobola does not determine whether you are being loved or not loved. Lobola also should be, and it was always, a confidential transaction between two families. Let's go then and say, why did I read Acts 16:1-5? I think there we learn a very good discipline to apply in such matters. The church was concerned about circumcision there. There were those who were forced to be circumcised. They were forced by people on the outside. And Paul then took this matter to the Jerusalem Council. Of course, he had his own decision in mind as an apostle. He had authority to speak. But what he did, he took the matter to the Jerusalem Council. In that Jerusalem Council, it was concluded that the believers are not subject to circumcision under a new covenant. Praise the Lord.
But
where we just read, Paul circumcised Timothy. But I just said the believers are not under that yoke of law anymore. The very same apostle who got the letters to give to the churches, he circumcised Timothy.
As soon
as he got there, it says, the Bible says, when he got to Lystra, he did circumcise Timothy because he wanted him to go with him.
But the
real reason, friends, is that there were Jews who were going around discrediting the gospel by insinuating that Greeks cannot be believers in Christ unless they are circumcised. So Paul circumcised Timothy in order to shut their mouth. The mouth of the Jews who wanted to harm the gospel. Paul wanted to prove to them that even though he is now a Christian, he is still a Jew who respects the customs, for as long as the custom does not contradict Scripture. Or for as long as Paul circumcised Timothy. Then you read on, it says, God blessed the church. Not because of the circumcision, no. Because of Paul's decision. When Paul was caught between a hard place and a rock, he had to make a decision. And his decision blessed the church. The church grew in numbers. And that is where I started. Our desire should be to see the church of the Lord Jesus Christ growing. Our desire is to see the world worship Christ. We are Africans. Josh Mack, you are an African.
Josh Mack now.
Your church is African. So we are Africans. We are Africans. We are not under the law of Lobola. But there are those who seek to discredit the gospel that we preach. People bringing a false testimony about our Lord Jesus Christ and his ways, claiming that salvation has made us Africans to be westernized. They say we reject customs. But friends, we should be willing, I'm using that word, to shut their mouth. We should be willing to shut their mouth. And shutting their mouth will not come about where we're trying to wear a European attire. We must be Africans. Shut their mouth by doing what the African can do without contradicting the word of God. Friends, I don't find anything wrong with the real tradition of Lobola as it was adopted by the church. But I do find great problems with this neo Lobola tradition. You need to work. But we must remember, the church does not have a stand. It does not have power, let me use that word, power, to change the culture. And I think that will work well. That you, brother, you must marry in the church. I will not say in the Lord, because then I have to be theological. Just get a lady in the church, and these matters can actually be sorted out. But go out there, you will face the uncles and you will pay. I'm an elect and I'm saying pay. You went out there.
When we are hell,
you're not one of us.
Go
pay.
I'm your partner.
At the end of the day, hear this from me. If I will have to pay Lobola for my wife once again, I will pay it. Not because it is right. Not because it is fair. Not because it is reasonable. Not because I understand. I love her so much. I will not allow myself to live a moment without her. If I was in the world, I was going to say, to hell with the uncles. I will pay it. I will have my wife. That's just me. What are you going to do? There can be, and I think there should be, a traditional discussion on this matter. But tradition has fallen. So as a church, we're not going to replace tradition or traditional leaders. We need to be wise enough to work out things to a point whereby we do not bring a stumbling block to the gospel. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 4.
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 4.
Children,
Bantwana,
obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. Why? That it may go well with you and you may live long in the land. Uncle. Fathers. Do not provoke your children to anger. Do not cause a stumbling block to your children. Bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Let me quote one man, but I will not say his name because he's a heretic. But he just said something nice. Like all traditional customs, Lobola is open to abuse and distortion in the modern world. People sometimes forget that the purpose should be to build a stronger bond and create a feeling of trust between two families, end quote.
Abantu bayakhohlwa ukuthi umsebenzi welobola kuhlanganisa kwenza ukuhlangana okwabantu ababili.
Thank you for your time.
Ngiyabonga isikhathi.
I see you in the Q&A.
Ngibona nge-Q&A.
I know you've got questions.
Ngiyazi ukuthi imibuzo eminingi.
God bless you.
Nkosi imbusise.
Let's pray.
Sakhuleka.
Siyakudumisa Thixo, siyavuma uyinkosi akekho ofana nawe. Namanje Nkosi emini yantambama igama lakho malidunyiswe. Izwi lakho malibekwe endaweni yalo. Lift up the spirit of your people through your word, O God. Teach us your ways. Help us to bring balanced perspective in matters like this. Not, O God, that we agree in everything, and even what I said, there may be some disagreement, but, O God, the point, let it be in our hearts that we do not bring a stumbling block in the life of the church in the township. Amen. God bless you.